Miss Ola Stockwell, Tape 4, September 4th, 1970.
Completed at Salmon River, right?
Yes.
And how many school districts did that new school take in? Any idea?
How many districts?
Yeah.
Well, there are 9 districts in Westville. And I think there are at least 3 that went... I know of 2 that stayed, went into the Malone system. But then, some of them, we take in parts of Bangor and Fort Covington, Bombay, and Hogansburg.
Mm-hmm. Did most of the teachers who have been teaching the country schools go on, move also go to the Salmon River?
Yes, they did.
Did they like the new school?
Yes, they all, everyone seemed to like it.
Mm-hmm. Was there much trouble about teaching? Well, they had the Indians also going there, didn't you?
No, not in the grades. They just started this year.
Oh, so there was just high school the Indians were?
Yes.
How many teachers were there in Santa Maria Central when you started?
Oh, about 100.
And how many pupils?
1500 or 1600.
And you felt that Salmon River, the new central school, is superior to the country school?
Oh, much more so, yes.
Did you ever know of any teacher that felt the opposite? Did you ever meet anybody?
Oh, once in a while you'd hear one say, or the pupils would say, I wish I was back. Wish I were back in the country school. We had so much fun there. But I don't think the teachers really meant it if they said anything, when they said anything like that. Well, in the country school, in the 30s, we used the Beacon chart, and with that, there were pages. We'd turn the pages, and they'd see these sounds and sort of grunt them out, and then make the words. Then later on, we had the Roe Peterson series, and with that series, they did sight reading. They'd look at a picture and the word underneath, and then it would be repeated on the next page and the next page. And in that way, they learned this sight reading, but they didn't understand, they didn't have any foundation for reading. They didn't have, didn't know the sounds. They didn't know the vowels or the consonants. And in the new reading series, there are several of them, in the new school, and there they learn the vowels and the consonants and the digraphs and the diphthongs, and it gives a much better foundation. And they do much more silent reading today than they did years ago. It was nearly all oral reading. Then there are tests and seat work that come with each series. There's really more seat work than the teacher could possibly prepare for the class. And it gives them a much more a well-rounded education in reading. And in spelling, it was nearly all oral spelling a few years in the country school. They take a list of words and write them several times and then have a spelling lesson which lasted about 10 minutes. And today they have the spelling words with a whole page of work. A page for each day. And that is similar to the reading with the study of the vowels and the sounds, the different sounds. Mm-hmm. And and the word endings and the rhyming words and synonyms and the homonyms. And of course they're used in sentences, and the words are used in many different ways before they actually try to spell, have a spelling lesson. Then in math, they're using the modern math, which they have in order to go to college. As the professors, consultants say, they can't just pick that up in college, start from scratch there. They have to do it from the grades up through. And these modern methods make the work more meaningful to the pupils. And they have a well-rounded education. They have music, art, gym, languages, library period, well-stocked library, and AV office with films and slides pertaining to the lessons in all subjects. But I think one of the greatest things is this better understanding of the pupils' needs, the slower pupils. We just didn't know how to cope with them. We expected them to do the work that the brighter ones were doing because we only had one series and everyone had to use those books. But today they have special teachers for the retarded, the slow children. They have games for them every day in the gym. It's marked off and they have to do certain things and follow certain lines, and it has helped their coordination.
When in country school, do you ever have supervised recess, get them involved in games, or just let them go?
Usually they went out and played by themselves. They were not the only games they played with ball, and they didn't have anything to play with. That's another thing at the new school. They have these playgrounds and an indoor playground, besides the gyms. Mm-hmm. High school and elementary gym. Mm-hmm.
Are most of the teachers women when you were in the country school?
Yes.
You ever know of any men teachers?
No. But that has changed today.
Mm-hmm.
Especially every year, more men come to this Salmon Center. I think every sixth grade. All the sixth grade teachers are men now, and of course a lot of the high school.
Do you think that men are better teachers or women here, or do you think either?
Well, I think men are better for that age group, for the sixth graders.
Why exactly?
Well, I think maybe they're better able to cope with those children of that age.
Mm-hmm.
They have probably better discipline, because the pupils would be a little more shy of a man than they would. But I think in the kindergarten, first three grades, I think the women would probably do better with small children.
Did you used to have any religious instructions in the country school?
We didn't have it in the country school, no. And when we moved in to the Salmon Central, they used to come over there to teach during this hour of release time. And then one person complained, and that's all it took, was one complaint to Albany. So they had to have it in the churches then, and bus the pupils over. And they only had an hour to get them dressed, like in the winter time, it took a long time to get them ready, and on the bus, and usually there was always one bus that was way late. Then they'd take them to Fort Covington and get them inside the churches, and their boots and their jackets off, and It was just about time to get them ready to go back again. There was very little time left for instruction.
Mm-hmm. But there was no religious instruction in the country schools at all.
No.
Did you as a teacher try and, you know, bring any religion into your classroom? Or?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we were allowed to. I don't think it was ever mentioned.
Mm-hmm. But this wasn't thought that you should teach religion, in other words.
No. With a mixed group like that, I don't see how you could, mm-hmm. without complaints.
Did you try and teach your pupils any of the, principles of love thy neighbor and stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes, yes, maybe.
But nothing, things like that, but not anything religious.
No.
How would you do that? You just try and point it out, or?
Yes, when they were, having trouble over something and quarreling about something.
You ever know of any teacher that did try to teach some religion that got in trouble before?
No, I don't know of anyone.
Did the new school make more work for you, do you think?
I don't know how to answer that. It was hard doing the work in the country school because everything had to be done, written out, longhand. So many different grades, papers to correct from the different grades. In the new school, there were other things to do that we didn't have in the country school. Records, a lot of records to keep. But we had each year, things were made a little easier for us, and we finally had an aide that came in and could do the typing and run off these test sheets or whatever we had to do. But we were always busy both places. I really don't know how to answer that. Only I think it was easier in the new school, even though we had more records. Bookwork to do.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, would you become a teacher again if you had to do it over again?
Yes, I think I would.
Why?
I think I would try to get into a larger school, though, and not stay in the country school so long. I like being with other teachers, and I like the meetings and the social affairs that we had. But I was a little reluctant to go into a school like that. I could have gone sooner if I had wanted to.
Do you think teaching has become better, or the teachers have become better than they were, or worse, or what?
Oh, yes, they're much better. They come so well prepared from the colleges in every subject. And the understanding of children.
Also looking back, do you think that things around here have changed for the better or for worse? How do you think? Well, just everything in general, I guess. About the world outlook and life in general, has it become better or worse over the years?
Well, I try to think that it's better. Of course, there are things we don't like. But certainly people have a higher standard of living and much easier. Life is much easier than it was. It's nice to think back sometimes on the old days, but still I don't think people would enjoy going back and doing as they did then.
Would you?
No. They say you always remember the good things.
Did think people have changed much over the years?
Oh yes, they're more. I think the news media, the radio and the television have changed and given them a broader outlook. And you don't, people aren't so narrow-minded as they used to be about religion and politics and all those things. Mm-hmm. They take all these things good-naturedly, and they're not quarreling and arguing over the candidates. And
do you think religion has become more or less a force in people's lives? You know.
I don't think people are as dedicated to the church as they were years ago. There seemed to be a fear there that they had to go and they had to do these things. And now they're just sort of taking things into their own hands, and they do pretty much as they please about going to church and obeying the rules of the church. That's the way it seems to me.
Do you think education in general is moving in a good direction or a bad direction, or you've been in it for so long?
Well, I think any improvement in education, any of the changes must be for the better.
In the country school, teachers had more direct control, didn't they, over their classroom than they do now in the larger schools?
Well, of course, we were in charge of everything, and it was a self-contained classroom, but you have all the same responsibility in the new school. Only they have these special classes, and they leave the room and go to music and art. And
did you find teaching at country school sometimes just dull? When you felt really just bored and
happy
yes, by being a teacher?
Yes, and the small, especially with very small classes, because people move in and out of the district, and sometimes a class would be down, a school would be down to 10 pupils. Then in that same school, I've had 35. It's very boring when there are only a few.
How would you try and change, make up for it? Is there any way you try to?
I tried to teach little music, rudiments of music, and do some extra things like that. Of course, they had more playtime, because you couldn't keep the same ones working 9 till 4, working steadily, I mean, holding classes for them. More artwork, although I don't know very much about art, but they like to draw and color, and although we didn't have very good facilities, but we managed to get along.
When you retired, did you want to retire, or?
No, I didn't. I dreaded it.
Were you forced to retire?
No.
And why did you retire?
Well, I wasn't making anything by driving over there. In fact, I was losing money. And I had to quit sometime, and there were, I think, 7 or six others besides myself who were retiring, and some of my best friends were retiring, and I thought that was the time to do it. And I'd be the only one, maybe the next year.
Have you enjoyed being retired?
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much. It's not anything as I thought it would be. I thought I would be so lonesome and so bored all the time, but now I just have so many invitations that I can't. I'm tired out just trying to keep up with the crowd. I didn't realize that I'd have so many friends outside of the school. And that I could get adjusted to a new group so soon.
Did most of the other teachers that retired, they also enjoy the retirement, do you think?
Oh, yes. One about my age, she taught third grade over there, right across the hall from me. And she's now living in Canton, having a wonderful time out there. She has two sisters there, and they have their bridge clubs twice a week, and she just goes all the time, flits around like a butterfly. And the other one, her husband had retired, and they were glad to be able to take trips and do things like that. And one of the men that retired has remarried, his wife died. And
how often have you traveled outside of this area, outside of Northern New York?
Well, I haven't traveled except that one trip to Germany. I don't care to travel except for a day. I like to go out and spend the afternoon somewhere and come home in the evening and sleep at home. I never like to go away, but my parents were like that. It's just natural for me.
So you really only have once been outside the area then?
Yes. Well, I've been to places like Watertown, and but not to any distance. I haven't been to New York. I've had plenty of invitations, but I never go.
Are most of your friends the same way, do you think?
No, I think the most of them like to travel. I find it too tiring. I couldn't take a tour. Get up and go every morning.
Anyway.